Welcome to Bi Kids for Kids Bible Story, produced by Audio Visual Education in partnership with BibleForChildren.org. You can download more episodes of Bi Kids for Kids Bible Story for free. Just search for us on iTunes. It's easy. The first Easter. A lady stood on the noisy hillside, her sad eyes looking up to a terrible scene. My son is dying. The mother was Mary, and she stood near the place where Jesus was nailed to a cross.
How did all this happen? How could Jesus end such a beautiful life in such an awful way? How could God allow his son to be nailed to a cross, to die there? Did Jesus make a mistake about who he was? Did God fail?
No, God didn't fail. Jesus hadn't made any mistake. Jesus always knew he would be put to death by wicked men. Even when Jesus was a baby, an old man named Simeon had told Mary,
"Sadness lies ahead."
A few days before Jesus was killed, a lady came and poured perfumed ointment on his feet.
"She's wasting money," the disciples complained.
"She's done a good work,"
Jesus said.
"She did it for my burial."
What strange words! After this, Judas, one of the 12 disciples of Jesus, agreed to betray Jesus to the chief priests for 30 pieces of silver. At the Jewish Passover feast, Jesus had his last meal with his disciples. He told them wonderful things about God and his promises to those who love him. Then Jesus gave bread and a cup for them to share. These were to remind them that Jesus' body and blood were given to bring forgiveness for sins. Then Jesus told his friends,
"I will be betrayed and you will run away."
"I won't run away,"
Peter insisted.
"Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times,
Jesus said. Later that night, Jesus went to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane. The disciples who were with him fell asleep. Jesus prayed,
"Oh my Father, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will."
Suddenly, a mob marched into the garden, led by Judas. Jesus did not resist, but Peter cut off a man's ear. Quietly, Jesus touched the man's ear and healed him.
"My ear is healed!"
Jesus knew his arrest was part of God's will. The mob took Jesus to the high priest's house. There, the Jewish leaders said,
"Jesus must die."
Nearby, Peter stood beside the servants' fire and watched. 3 times, people stared at Peter and said,
"You're with Jesus."
3 times, Peter denied it, just as Jesus said he would. Peter even cursed and swore. Just then, a rooster crowed. It was like God's voice to Peter. Remembering Jesus' words, Peter wept bitterly. Judas was sorry too. He knew Jesus was not guilty of any sin or crime. Judas took back the 30 pieces of silver, but the priests wouldn't take it. Judas threw the money down, went out, and hanged himself. The priests brought Jesus before Pilate, the Roman governor. Pilate said,
"I have found no fault in this man."
But the mob kept crying,
"Crucify him! Crucify him! Crucify him!
Crucify him!
Crucify him!"
Finally, Pilate gave in and sentenced Jesus to
die on a cross.
The soldiers punched Jesus, spit in his face, and whipped him. They made
a cruel crown of long sharp thorns and pressed it into his head. Then they nailed him to a wooden cross to die. Jesus always knew he would die that way. He also knew that his death would bring forgiveness for sinners who put their trust in him. Two criminals were crucified beside Jesus. One believed in Jesus and went to paradise. The other didn't. After hours of suffering, Jesus said, "It is finished." His work was completed and died. Friends buried him in a private tomb. Then Roman soldiers sealed and guarded the tomb. Now nobody could get in or out. If this were the end of the story, how sad it would be. But God did something wonderful. Jesus did not stay dead. Early in the morning of the first day of the week, some of Jesus' disciples found a stone rolled away from the grave. When they looked inside, Jesus was no longer there.
"Where is he?"
One woman stayed weeping by the tomb. Jesus appeared to her. She rushed back joyfully to tell the other disciples,
"Jesus is alive! Jesus has come back from the dead!"
Jesus came to the disciples and showed them his nail-scarred hands. It was true. Jesus was alive again. He forgave Peter for denying him and told his disciples to tell everybody about him. Then he went back to heaven where he had come from that first Christmas.
Thank you for listening to this episode of
By Kids, For Kids, Bible Stories,
produced by Audio Visual Education
in partnership with BibleForChildren.org. You can download more episodes of By Kids, For Kids, Bible Stories for free.
Just search for us on iTunes.
It's easy.
You can also rate us on iTunes.
It really makes a big difference
and will help us to bring you more stories.